You're listening to Deep Spirituality, and this is Scripture Playlists. Today's topic is how to renew an aging faith. As the saying goes, age is nothing but a number. Our faith can be vibrant at any age, and God is deeply invested in helping our faith grow throughout our lives. The challenge is that the more years we live on earth, the more life we experience. Life will throw disappointments, struggles, and even heartbreak at us. But even these hardships don't have to break our faith. God believes we can get stronger with age as we keep relying on Him no matter what we face. Let's learn how we can renew our aging faith no matter how old or young we are. John 14, 26 to 27. Peace I leave with you. My perfect peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, nor let it be afraid. Let my perfect peace calm you in every circumstance and give you courage and strength for every challenge. Psalm 92, 12 to 14. Those who are devoted to God will flourish like budding date palm trees. They will grow strong and tall like cedars in Lebanon. Those planted in the house of the Eternal will thrive in the courts of our God. They will bear fruit into old age. Even in winter, they will be green and full of sap. 2 Corinthians 4, 16 to 17. Therefore, we do not become discouraged, spiritless, disappointed, or afraid. Though our outer self is wasting away, yet our inner self is being renewed day by day. For our momentary, light distress, this passing trouble, is producing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all measure. Joshua 14, 10 to 11. Now then, just as the Lord promised, He has kept me alive for 45 years, since the time He said this to Moses while Israel moved about in the wilderness. So here I am today, 85 years old. I am still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then. Proverbs 31, 25 to 28. She is a woman of strength and dignity and has no fear of old age. When she speaks, her words are wise, and kindness is the rule for everything she says. She watches carefully all that goes on throughout her household and is never lazy. Her children stand and bless her, so does her husband. Psalm 23, 4. Even when your path takes me through the valley of deepest darkness, fear will never conquer me, for you already have. Your authority is my strength and my peace. The comfort of your love takes away my fear. I'll never be lonely, for you are near. Proverbs 20, 29. The glory of the young is their strength. The gray hair of experience is the splendor of the old. Romans 4, 19 to 21. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what He promised. 1 Kings 11, 4. For when Solomon was old, his wives turned his heart away after other gods, and his heart was not completely devoted to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David. Hebrews 6, 10 to 12. For God is not unjust. He will not forget how hard you have worked for Him and how you have shown your love to Him by caring for other believers, as you still do. Ecclesiastes 4:13. A poor, wise youth is better off than an old, foolish king who no longer accepts advice. Psalm 37:37. But you can tell who are the blameless and spiritually mature. What a different story with them! The godly ones will have a peaceful, prosperous future with a happy ending. Romans 15:1-6. Those of us who are strong and able in the faith need to step in and lend a hand to those who falter, and not just do what is most convenient for us. Strength is for service, not status. Each one of us needs to look after the good of the people around us, asking ourselves, how can I help? That's exactly what Jesus did. He didn't make it easy for himself by avoiding people's troubles, but waded right in and helped out. I took on the troubles of the troubled, is the way Scripture puts it. Psalm 71:17-18. So even to old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me until I proclaim your might to another generation, your power to all those to come. Proverbs 11:30. But a life lived loving God bears lasting fruit, for the one who is truly wise wins souls. This has been Scripture Playlists from Deep Spirituality. You can find all the references for the scriptures we read today in the show notes, including the translations used. If you like what you heard, please leave us a nice review. If you have a topic you'd like to hear, you can email us at podcast@deepspirituality.com.